Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. It is April 7th, 2025. Welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. Yep, we're coming on a little later tonight. I had to rearrange some things because I'm getting ready to leave tomorrow. And so basically, our team was gracious enough to come on later tonight, which is probably good for those of you on the West Coast who are watching us because we're on a little later right now on the West Coast. Normally, it's probably about 2 p.m. or so that we're on the West Coast. But welcome to everybody coming on. We are very happy to have you with us tonight. I see people coming in from Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada, at California, Minnesota, Texas, Maryland, Colorado, Ohio, Wyoming, Oregon, Maine. Oh, let's see here. Who else? I saw San Francisco, I think, Missouri, Illinois, Buffalo, New York. Hello, hello to our neighbors in Buffalo, Anchorage, Alaska. Yep, big time difference there. Welcome up, Texas. I see many Texases coming in, including iChurch. Just saw that. Let's see who else. Montana, New Zealand. Hello to our international audience that is now coming in. We're very happy to have you tonight. Quite a few New Zealands coming in. Australia. Hello, hello to our wonderful friends in Australia and to everybody else that is coming in right now. Pouring in, actually. The chat is moving very fast right now. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have quite a bit to talk about tonight because there is something that is happening that was warned would happen. I actually had a dream about this 2 years ago. We're going to get into this prophetic dream that's over 2 years old as well. But the shaking with the markets and the tariffs, there is something that I believe the Lord is attempting to correct going all the way back to the Civil War. And we're going to talk about that, and we're going to get into that tonight. We have a lot of prophecy to get into tonight as well. So if you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us. If you haven't watched the word from the Lord, there was a word from the Lord released late last week that is out, power-packed, 7 days before Passover. Lord gave me that word. That is out as well for you to listen to. It is quite long. It is quite weighty. So we encourage you to go back to that as well. So what I want to do is I want to open up in prayer. I'm going to give you an update on Toby, a very miraculous update on Toby as we go forth tonight. Yes, many of you are going to be very happy and excited as we go forth. I see our team actually praying in the corner. So this is wonderful. They're praying us through tonight. Praise God as we go forth. So let's open up in prayer. Let's welcome in the presence of the Lord. We have a lot to get into prophetically tonight. And then we will begin. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, Father God, we just praise you. We give you all the glory, Lord. We come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, praising you for who you are, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise to your precious holy name. We say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Lord, in all reverence to you, Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father God. Lord, we all sin and fall short of your glory, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you to forgive us, wash us, cleanse us. We apply the blood of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, Father God. And we just acknowledge, Father God, before your throne, that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He walked this earth. He was the Passover lamb without spot or wrinkle. He willingly died for our sins. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood, when he was beaten, broken, crushed, and pierced for our sin and iniquity, dripped when he was beaten, and sprinkled at Calvary onto the mercy seat when he hung on a cross, and purchased us with the high highest price, redeemed us, reconciled us back to you, Lord, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. When Jesus Christ from Calvary said, "It is finished." And that transaction was done. We were purchased. We were redeemed that day, Father God, at Calvary. And the veil to the Holy of Holies tore, because through Jesus Christ, Father God, we have access, Lord, to you. And we just praise you for that, Father God. And we praise you that he rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. He is our advocate day and night before your throne, Father. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Lord, into this place, Father God. Lord, let your weight, your presence, Father God, your power mightily descend in this place, Father God. Descend in this broadcast, Father God. Let the weight of your glory come down. Let your power, your presence, your truth, Father God, your fiery truth, Father God, the weight of your words mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Guide this broadcast, Father God. Order my words, order this broadcast, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you tonight, Father God. We ask that you would fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father God, equip us with every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit tonight, Father God, refresh us, Father God. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit fill us. Let it refresh us, Father God. Let it go through us, Father God. Let it cleanse us, Father God, Lord, of sin and iniquity, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your healing power, for your cleansing power, Father God, that is going through right now. Those watching, we speak the fire of the Holy Spirit and the healing of the Holy Spirit mightily go forth right now into those that are watching, Father God, that any dark deposit of the kingdom of darkness is cast out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ by the fire of Almighty God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And allow me and our team the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, arrow, sabotage, and weapon of the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, familiar spirits, Father God, agents of darkness, and the like. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command the fire of God to destroy those attacks right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow broken, every assignment dismantled, destroyed, rendered powerless, nullified, voided, and every avenue the enemy is using, blocked up, stopped up, and that he is denied entry in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. And we cast those assignments back to the pits, the dry places, and the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything set in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke those agents of darkness, Father God, and we command them bound and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You're the author and finisher of our faith. We owe you every breath. Every breath we take is because of you, because of your mercy, because you are on the throne, Father God. Fill us as we are receptacles of your glory, Father God, to bring your name glory and to do what you have commissioned us to do on this earth, Lord. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. That was a prayer. I can feel it. So praise the Lord. We're going into this with the fire of Almighty God. So let me just get my notes up for a minute, and I'm going to give you an update on Toby, because the Lord has done miraculous things, and it's amazing. So many of you have been praying for Toby, and I very much appreciate that. And miraculously, the obstruction moved into his colon. Well, today, one of our sanctuary staffers who was here comes running to me with a paper towel because Toby in front of her passed whatever this was that was very cottony in nature. He passed it right out and it has exited, praise God, out of his body. And Toby is doing so much better. And so many of you were praying for that so Toby would not have to have surgery. And we give all glory to God that that moved through his stomach, the obstruction moved, and then it moved into his colon, and now it is out. So praise God, Toby is doing much better. He was down here earlier. He's not here, but he was down here earlier. So you may see him tonight, but praise God, Toby is feeling enormously better, which makes me feel better. I had the wonderful staff at Roosevelt constantly texting me and the vets, checking on Toby, giving instruction. So we are very grateful to them as well that the Lord used them. So praise the Lord for that right before Passover. So hopefully Toby will come down tonight. You'll see him. Okay, so we have to talk about what's going on because there is a shift happening in this nation, and it's not by mistake and it's not by accident. And there are things shifting and happening all at once. Now, I had warned before President Trump took office that within the first 3 months, the Lord was going to sift the administration. And within the first 6 months, he was going to shake it. And it was going to be to remove those. And in that word, it says, those you see today, you will not see in a few months. And we are watching that happen simultaneously with the markets and what's happening, and simultaneously with the tariffs happening. So everything is shifting and shaking basically at once, and it's all connected. So we're going to get into why this is going on. So I want to, before we get into the tariffs, because this goes back to the Civil War, what is happening and the correction that's attempting to be made, and the plummeting of the markets, especially in certain nations that the Lord is targeting right now, is by no mistake that this is all happening at once. And this is happening within the window between Purim and Passover. The plummeting is happening within that 2 weeks, literally now, within 5 days of Passover, we see this happening. That is not by accident either. So let me read to you some words first, because something happened. And then we'll get into the tariffs. But something happened that is prophecy fulfilling, and we're watching happen before our very eyes. The first one is from December 18th, 2020. And the Lord says, there are those who will be stripped of their security clearance for being compromised. Now, isn't that interesting? This is back in 2020. So first, between Purim and Passover, you have Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Alan Bragg, Letitia James, and a bunch of others stripped of their security clearances. This is over 4 years ago this word was given. There are those who will be stripped of their security clearances for being compromised. And there are those who have been in the pits of Washington, the Josephs, who you shall see me take and elevate in order to deal with the famine, in order to deal with the famine descending on DC, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am going into the heart of the nation and doing necessary surgery, and will rewire the arteries, and will clear capital, the chamber's capital, and will begin to deal with the heart condition of those at the helm of Congress, at the helm of the judicial branch, says the Lord God Yahweh this day. That's over 4 years ago. Now, go to March 12th, 2025. And it says, the rams of Europe have positioned themselves. The rams within the administration of America have all stepped into the arena of dominance, and they vie in this time for their portion. Unaltered rams, who many have no direction in me, capital, says the Lord. These rams have come forth in this time, in the spring, the clash, capital, says the Lord. And this is all capital. For the clashes in Washington, D.C. shall become a public spectacle, says the Lord. They shall increase in order to remove whom does not belong. For I, the Lord, will bring order to the excavators who are digging outside of their scope. I, the Lord, shall bring order to such, says the Lord. Now, on top of those two, because we see this happening. We see more and more those within the administration right now are like two rams that are vying for dominance, right? Now you have all of a sudden, allegedly, Elon Musk and Peter Navarro. And now there's a butting of heads going on there as well. That prophecy from December 18, 2020 is coming to pass because between Purim and Passover, all those individuals were stripped of their security clearances, all of them. Okay. And the Lord talked about that. And he talked about he was going to clear the chambers. He's talking about Congress too. And he says that. And he'll begin to deal with the heart condition of those at the helm of Congress and at the helm of the judicial branch. Now, April 2nd, 2021, I have to read this too before I show you the article. It says, I, the Lord, am making a way for this major sweep capital of security, military, government, and the church alike. So what the Lord was saying, April 2nd, 2021, this major sweep, you were going to see it happen all together. You were going to see security, military, the government, and the church all together. There would be a major sweep. And the church alike, many will be pushed out by force as I, the Lord, am from my throne speaking order capital in this hour. Law and order capital against a lawless people. For I, the Lord, am decreeing a thing and it shall be. Now, let's put up the article because this has started. This has started. The security clearances being stripped, the major sweep of security, military, and government, and the church. Remember, the Lord named all of those at the same time. So you would see that major sweep happening at the same time in all of those areas. That time is now. Now, this comes up. Trump fires four-star general heading NSA and U.S. Cyber Command. President Donald Trump has abruptly fired the director of the National Security Agency, according to U.S. officials and members of Congress. But the White House and the Pentagon have provided no reason for the move. Senior military leaders were informed Thursday of the firing of Air Force General Tim Hau, who also oversaw the Pentagon Cyber Command, the officials said. So this happens in the past few days. It says also, they received no advance notice about the decision to remove a four-star general with a 33-year career in intelligence and cyber operations. Now, let me tell you why that number 33, I raised an eyebrow. And I'll tell you why. You see it throughout history, sometimes patterns. And Jesus was 33 years old when Judas betrayed him and sold him. Right? And sold out him and what he was doing to those that were operating within the government, the Pharisees of Rome, who were operating within the government that were doing the bidding of Rome. So I find it very interesting that that was named in the article. And that's just a little side note. So the word of the Lord from December 18th, 2020, April 2nd, 2021, is all coming to pass now. That is 3 and 4 years ago. We see it in this time. Now, the clashes in the spring are going to get worse. The clashes are meant to get worse. And the clashes are meant to get worse to literally push out who has brought into the administration what is corruptible, what really will corrupt more than it will help. And so basically you have the rams of Europe positioning themselves and you have the rams within the administration and you're seeing the headbutting. You're seeing it come and spill out into the public more and more. You're seeing now them being goaded out to take public swipes at each other, those who are working within the Trump administration. This is meant because the only way you're going to get those out that the Lord does not want there is if the shaking happens. And that's why the Lord said within the first 3 months, he would sift the administration. And within the first 6 months, he was going to shake it. That is the reason for that. So now we see this happening between the stripping of the security clearances, between the sudden firings of those high up in intelligence, between what we see right now, those vying for dominance within the administration. This is all happening now. So those words were talking about this time. Now, they're happening at the same time we are watching something very interesting happen within the market. And there's prophecy about this, and there's a dream about this that I had years ago that was pointing right at this event happening. So we're going to put the articles up first, and we're going to go through this. Okay, here's the first article. Stock markets plummet after Trump tariffs. Global markets have taken a hit over U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order that began the introduction of new import tariffs. He said were necessary to rebalance global trade and rebuild domestic manufacturing. The move framed as reciprocal policy and formally introduced on April 2nd. April 2nd was exactly 10 days before Passover. Haman, right? So we're between Purim and Passover, right? This came exactly 10 days before Passover. On April 2nd, imposed a baseline 10% tariff on imports, with higher rates targeting countries running trade surpluses with the United States, right? So now this is all happening within this window. This is happening within a week of Passover beginning. We see this huge plummet. We actually have another article for you. U.S. stocks take a historic plunge after Trump tariffs shock global trade. Wall Street notched its worst day since the depths of the pandemic in 2020 as investors bet against the sweeping new trade barriers. Indexes overseas suffered deep sell-offs too. President Donald Trump's rollout of sweeping tariffs on virtually all U.S. imports slammed into markets Thursday as investors issued an emphatic rebuke of his effort to reorder global trade. Okay, so it plunged $2 million. The S&P, it said it plunged only 5% of roughly $2 trillion wipeout for its biggest one-day drop since June of 2020. Okay, so NASDAQ plummeted 6%, it says, and retail stocks were some of the hardest hit, they're saying. And it says Trump tariffs on manufacturing powerhouses like China could climb as high as 54%. Nike shares fell 14.5%. Lululemon fell 10%. Ralph Lauren lost 16%. So I'm going to take you back now to October 6, 2021, to this dream. This dream is over 3 years old. It's 3.5 years old, this dream I had. We had the clip of it. I'm going to talk about it after I play the clip, but I want you to listen to the original clip when I had this dream about what we see happening now with the stock market.
During the night of October 6th, this dream occurred, and this was the dream. It was dark outside. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name here. It was dark outside. I was going into what looked to be some sort of house that was a business. For some reason, you can see Chester in the back right there. He's totally coming onto the shelf. So for some reason, Chris's uncle, I won't say his first name, but his father's brother, okay, was there. Now, the reason why this is significant, that the uncle is showing up in this dream, is that this particular uncle worked for Regeneron for a very long time. He still may part-time. I don't know. There were TV screens in this place with what appeared to be reporting on Wall Street and the stock market, potentially in other countries too. There were men in there. It appeared they have been may have been doing some sort of stock transactions. Suddenly, in gold words, capitals, urgent, flashes across the screen. And these men began to get tense because stocks were plummeting. And they kept reporting the numbers going lower and lower and lower. And urgent in gold letters is flashing across the screens.
Okay, boy, was my hair dark. Yep, that's my actual natural color. It's almost pitch black. So this is 3.5 years ago, I have this dream. And what's significant in the dream is in gold, the words urgent appeared. So basically, gold was somehow going to be associated with the stock market plummet. Now, what's interesting about that is gold has hit an all-time high while the stock market is plummeting. So in the dream, the words urgent appear in gold on the screen, and then all the stocks begin to plummet, and all the traders begin to get tense that were in there. They started getting more and more tense as the stock started plummeting more and more and more, and the numbers kept getting lower and lower and lower. That dream was about what we are seeing happen now, because the word urgent was in gold. So gold would be associated with whatever happened. And as we're watching, gold hit an all-time high. We are watching the stock market shake. We are watching that golden calf shake. It's interesting in that sense, too, that urgent was in gold, because America's golden calf, in a way, is the stock market, because the bull is the symbol of a strong market. And the symbol of the bull back in the Old Testament was Baal. Baal was the bull. So the fact that the words urgent was in gold and stocks were plummeting, it was also warning about how the Lord was going to deal with America's golden calf. Here we go. Gold price today. So gold is at an all-time high in the middle of it. So those are two reasons that I was seeing gold, that urgent in gold in that dream. So the plummet would be associated with that. And this historic plunge is happening within 5 days of Passover. We are literally watching within 5 days of Passover, the market plunge. Do I think that's a coincidence? No, I do not. I think it is purposefully happening. And from that dream I had 3.5 years ago, I know it's purposefully happening. I'm going to tell you something else interesting too. When the Lord moved to deal with Egypt for what they had done, one of the first things the Lord began to deal with is their economy and that spirit. God went after the spirit that drove Egypt's economy. And this is happening 5 days prior to Passover. And the fifth plague that God imposed on Egypt in the book of Exodus was pestilence. And all Egyptian livestock, including cattle, horses, donkeys, etc., found in the fields were destroyed. The Jewish cattle were completely unharmed. The Jewish livestock were completely unharmed. In fact, Pharaoh investigated the Jewish cattle to ascertain if any were harmed, and he found that none in Egypt of the Jews' cattle, of the Jews' livestock, had been harmed. Still, he hardened his heart, and he persisted in disallowing Israel to go and serve the Lord their God and letting them go. Now, why livestock? Why was the fifth plague livestock? Because the Egyptians worshiped many animals, and many animal-headed deities, okay, were worshiped there in Egypt. Horses and cattle were not only high value in the land of Egypt, but they were also sacred. Horses and cattle and livestock helped drive their economy. The economy of Egypt depended on them being able to produce horses, to produce cattle, to produce livestock. And suddenly the fifth plague and this plunge in the market happens 5 days prior to Passover. The Lord starts destroying what is sacred to Egypt, and he starts destroying, right, the economy and shaking their economy purposely. And in fact, the god Apis in Egypt was represented as a bull, because Baal and Apis, right, in the way are the same spirit being worshipped in different regions. So it's interesting that this is how this is shaping up. Now, we also have two clips from April 2nd, 2021. So 4 years old. These clips are a little over 4 years old. We're going to play the clips, and then we're going to come back and talk about it, because social media giants have taken a hit. If we can find the article, our team can put it up. They've lost like They've lost an enormous amount of money between all of them. So if we can find that and put it up after the clips, we will. But let's play the clips now first.
A burning bush, this you shall see, as past presidents' families now in this time are pressed and family wealth burned for their crimes. For I, the Lord, have decreed and sealed that judgment for the time of grace, for the wicked have thinned out. So for the time of grace for the wicked, the time of grace for the wicked has thinned out, and one after the other shall fall down. Suddenly many shall drop to the floor and be no more. For I, the Lord, shall settle a score that goes back to a speech 77 years ago, our forefathers, .. For you are at the precipice. If you shall take the word, your sword, and speak it, and be bold, that's capitalized, and brave, that's capitalized, as I, the Lord your God, lead you in this parade. The charade shall be exposed. A strike to the head of social media giant shall be the wound that causes a fall heard round the world.
Okay, both those were from 2021, those words from the Lord. Social media heads and corporate titans have lost a ton of money in this plummet. In fact, if we can find the article, we can put it up. But they have lost such an enormous amount of money together. Why? Because what did the Lord say? A strike to the head of social media giants. Okay. Here, let me get this right here. I want to make sure I'm saying this right. A strike to the head of social media giants will be the wound that is heard round the world, right? A wound and a fall that is heard round the world. And so we are watching this actively happen real time. In fact, I thought I had it. I thought I had the article somewhere up here I think I sent it to myself in an email, but let's see if they can find it for you. Because the amount of money here, let me see if I can get it. I think I sent it to myself first. Is this it? Hold on. I'm going to forward it to our team right now. Yes, here it is. Okay. Ready? I'm going to forward it real time to our team right now. And then they can put it up for you. Okay. Because the number is astronomical. Of what they have lost in this, the corporate titans and the social media giants. So I just ended up forwarding that to our team. I forgot I sent that to myself when I saw it earlier today. Now, the other part we're going to get into as they're getting the article up. A burning bush, this you shall see. Now, this is interesting because this has a double meaning, because the burning bush has to do with Moses and Passover. God called Moses through the burning bush. The people were on fire, but they were never consumed. God's people were on fire in Egypt. They were never consumed. That's what the burning bush represented, right? And so this you shall see. So the Lord is signaling a time of Passover. April 2nd, 2021, he's warning of what's coming will be around that time. A burning bush, this you shall see, as past presidents' families now in this time are pressed in family wealth burned for their crimes. Well, when the stock market plummets, that's what happens. For I, the Lord, have decreed and sealed that judgment for the time of grace, for the wicked have thinned out, and one after the other shall fall down. Suddenly many shall drop to the floor and be no more, for I, the Lord, shall settle a score that goes back to a speech 77 years ago, our forefathers. He's talking about the Civil War. He's talking about Abraham Lincoln. He's talking about the Gettysburg Address. So he's pointing at a time around Passover, and he's pointing at a time that he's going to go back and settle a score that was around the time of the Civil War. That is what this April 2nd, 2021 word is. So let's put up the article while I was explaining that, because where we're going, I have to tell you that. Billionaires lose $208 billion in wealth following Trump's tariff announcement. Now, this is all intentionally happening at this time within 5 days of Passover, because Egypt's economy, right, was dealt with when God wanted to set his people free from what Egypt was doing to them. It is the economy of Egypt that God went after. It is no mistake that we are seeing the shaking happen within the first 6 months of the presidency, which is what the Lord had me prophesy before Trump took office. And now we're seeing this. This is all purposefully. And in a way, it is brilliantly being allowed by God. And he's using President Trump as the tool to do it. Now, why is the Lord talking about a time of Passover and he's going to settle something that goes back to the Civil War? Well, we're going to talk about that because, let me just, Ryle iced tea. Very good. It's got no calories in it and it's delicious. So to understand, you see, those that are mad about the tariffs don't understand prophetically what's happening right now and what God is dealing with. He's dealing with that Babylonian Egyptian spirit, first of all, that is within the government, that is within the stock market, that has been ruling, that has been constricting, that has been visceral in its response. But we need to understand why the Lord is saying he's going to go back to a speech, right? To settle a score that goes back to a speech 67 years ago. And it would be around the time of burning bush, this you shall see. Okay, so around the time of Passover, the Lord would be doing this. This is around that time. Now, I'm going to give you a little history here because we have to understand why this goes back to the Civil War. This is triggering something that goes all the way back to the Civil War in this nation. And so I'm just going to read this to you, this entire history, okay? Now, I want to get into this part first. I'm just going to rearrange this for a moment. Very quick. Okay. So, in the American Civil War, in order to help pay for its war effort, the United States government imposed its first personal income tax ever. They imposed it on August 5th, 1861, as part of the Revenues Act of 1861. The tax rates were 3% on income exceeding $600 and less than $10,000, and 5% on income exceeding over $10,000. This tax was repealed and replaced by another income tax in the Revenues Act of 1862. So before the Civil War, the way things were paid for was by tariff. Tariffs were put on nations' goods being brought in, and the federal government used that money to run and operate. When war began in this nation, now, this nation was birthed through war because we had the Revolutionary War, right? And now we're fighting a Revolutionary War. But we had the Revolutionary War, and this nation was birthed from that. However, once war started, civil war on this soil of the United States, when wars begin, taxes were instituted, okay? So when the wars began is when income tax was birthed. Now, in 1894, a Democratic-led Congress passed the Wilson-Gorman Tariff. This imposed the first peacetime income tax. The rate was 2% on income over $4,000, which meant fewer than 10% of households would pay any. The purpose of the income tax was to make up for revenue that would be lost by tariff reductions. So when tariffs began to be reduced and this global game began being played, all of a sudden they started passing these income tax acts. They started raising the income tax, right? First, during the Civil War, it was 3% on income exceeding $600 and only 5% on income exceeding $10,000, which was an enormous amount of money back then. But now, by the time you get to 1894, you're past 30 years since the Civil War. Now it's 2% on $4,000. Okay, so they began to work up and increase the income tax against the people and levy the taxes against the people of this nation and reduce the tariffs. Now, federal income tax was reintroduced in the Revenue Act of 1913 in the case of Brushaber versus the Union Pacific Railroad Company in 1916. The 1913 Act was ruled to be constitutional. A separate excise tax was also imposed on corporations. That's when you're seeing corporate tax now come into the picture, right? Now you're seeing a corporate tax rate. Subsequent legal actions were concerned with what should be counted as income under the 1913 Act. In Eisner versus McComber, which was 1920, the Supreme Court ruled that proportionate stock dividends were not taxable as income on the grounds that the dividend income was not severable from the capital holding from which it was derived. Later decisions, however, have tended to limit this view of severability and to uphold the federal statutes as exertions of the power of Congress to tax. Watch Congress very closely in this. Watch those in the Republican Party very closely in this, because Congress does not want to lose its power to tax because of all the fringe benefits Congress gets from it. Okay, so this is a civil war within Congress as well that will become between Congress and the administration, because you've got some of those members of Congress that are in the back pocket of China, right? And those other economies right now that are taking a huge hit, which means they're taking a huge hit. Now, after all of this, here comes the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, the central banking system of the United States, was created December 23rd, 1913. Oh, isn't that interesting? Let's go back. Oh, the federal income tax was thereupon reintroduced in the Revenue Act of 1913, which then created the Federal Reserve. With the enactment of the Federal Reserve Act, after a series of financial panics, one of them being in 1907, led to the desire for central control of the monetary system. In order to alleviate financial crises, they wanted the power to alleviate crises and they wanted the power to make them. And that's the truth. Over the years, events such as the Great Depression in the 1930s, the Great Recession during the 2000s have led to the expansion of the roles and responsibilities of the Federal Reserve System. Every time they can create a war or a financial crisis, they attempt to expand powers and they attempt to expand tax. And I believe this is one of the crux of the issues and the reasons that President Trump is trying to end these wars. He is trying to stabilize by shifting the global, the way the United States deals globally, in order to stop them from being able to create war and create banking crisis on the spot to expand their powers. This is why the left is freaking out. This is why bought and paid for Republicans are freaking out. This is why China is freaking out. This is why Europe is freaking out. This is why, because if they don't have the ability to create wars to raise tax, if they don't have the ability to create a banking crisis in order to expand their powers, then they are really, for all intents and purposes, stripped of their powers, right? And this was the whole crux of the matter too. If you go back to Luke chapter 8, the principalities in Gadaran were making the men there very rich, and Jesus came and he disrupted their economy. Jesus came, delivered the madman of Gadaran, right? Luke chapter 8, right? The enemy sends the storm to try to stop Jesus, right? The enemy will always send a storm to try to stop when the enemy knows his economy is about to shift. And the enemy sends the storm to stop Jesus and his disciples. Jesus rebukes the storm, rebukes the wind, rebukes what is happening. They get across to Gadaran, and now you're dealing with the man in the tombs, the madman of Gadaran, who falls before Jesus, who has legion, right? Our name is Legion, for we are many, right? Is what is said out of that man. And the principalities, thinking they were being, they were outsmarting Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, asked to go into the pigs. Now, Those pigs were part of the economy of the Gadarenes. Those pigs were also sold for sacrifices to false gods. So when Jesus permitted them to go into the pigs, pigs are one of the smartest animals on the planet. Those pigs knew something entered them. And they went and they drowned themselves and the enemy's economy and the men that were getting rich off the enemy's economy, their economy began to tank because Almighty God's economy stepped into the picture and began to reconcile and shift and regulate what the enemy had hijacked. And they didn't want Jesus there because of that, because their whole economy, by God's economy visiting them, was shifted in a moment. And the man that was delivered, the madman of Gadaran, he evangelized the whole area. That whole area was evangelized by that one man that was delivered. So same thing with Egypt. God came in and disrupted Egypt's economy. God came in and disrupted Egypt's commerce. God came in and disrupted Egypt's markets. And the wealthiest of nation, their commodities plummeted. And that was around the time of Passover. That was around the time of Passover. And so you see the same here. So every time they can create war or they can create a banking crisis, they can attempt to expand powers and they can attempt to put a lot of money into corporate titans that are going to support their agenda. So in ending wars and reinstituting tariffs and beginning to shift what that looks like, it strips them more and more of their ability to create crisis, to expand their powers, to create crisis, to grow their finances, to create crisis and steal from the people. And this is what this is about. I know there's people that are angry that the stock market is plummeted, but this is greater than this. This is about God's economy and Almighty God dealing with those spirits and Almighty God coming into that area of Gadaran and shifting what the enemy has been making a fortune on. Those men in Gadaran and those men in Egypt, when God's economy came in, when God's court came in, when God's judgment came in an instant lost it. In an instant. And there's a reason why this is all happening around the time of Passover. Now, the way the United States used to receive money for the federal government was through tariffs. When tariffs began to be reduced is when income tax laws came in. And now income tax is out of control. The people of America are being lynched by the IRS, the Federal Reserve, and the most wicked and corrupt of men and women who have been bought and paid for puppets of principalities and darkness. We're going all the way back to the Civil War, the great divide in this nation. And this war is to free ourselves from the slavery of tax. And what I mean is a slavery. Look at how much tax has gone up. It started at 5%. Just 5% of income was taxed when they started reducing tariffs and reducing tariffs. And now it is out of control. It is a beast. It is a man-eating plant. It is a little shop of horrors all on its own. What the amount of money they are lynching people for that earned it, that worked hard for it. And the government is taking it to just misappropriate it, use it, abuse it, give it to our enemies, pay off those who hate us, pay off those who blaspheme the name of God, pay off those who hate Israel. They're using it for disgusting experiments. They were using it to inject into Planned Parenthood. They're using it to put into migrants and transgenderism and every thing that has entered this nation. So they've tried to, and this is what they did when they switched the tariff and the tax. They enslaved the United States of America. They enslaved their own people and they freed the nations of the world to attempt to build a stockpile of weaponry to try to take down the United States of America and become the superpowers, the economic powers, the corporate powers of the world. When that happened, we actually gave the freedom to nations who hate us to try to literally step on us. When tariffs began to be lowered and income tax began to go up. This goes all the way back to the Civil War. That's why in this word from the Lord, and I'll go back to it, April 2nd, 2021, a burning bush, this you shall see, as past presidents' families now in this time are pressed and family wealth burned for their crimes. For I, the Lord, have decreed it and sealed the judgment for the time of grace, for the wicked have thinned out, and one after the other shall fall down. Suddenly many shall drop to the floor and be no more, for I, the Lord, shall settle a score. That goes back to a speech 67 years ago. Our forefathers. Now, what's interesting is there's something hidden in this. The Lord says 47. Who is the 47th president of the United States? President Donald Trump. Who is being used to settle this score right now? President Donald Trump. It's actually hidden within that word. And this is back in 2021. And I just saw that. The Lord just pointed this out to me real time as I'm looking at this. Now, I'm also going to show you a clip right now from the 90s of Nancy Pelosi, because the Democrats are some of the biggest hypocrites and throwing some of the biggest hissy fits over this. Let me show you how much China got in their back pocket over time, because I'm going to show you a clip from the 90s of her speaking about China. And it shows you, just the disintegration as China got into the back pockets more and more of these congressmen and women and what happened. So let's play the clip.
I'd like to call the attention of our colleagues to this chart on the status quo that the business community is asking each and every one of you to each and every one of us to endorse today. Right now, we have a $34 billion trade deficit with China, the 1995 figure. It will be over $40 billion for 1996. Since the Tiananmen Square massacre, this figure has increased 1,000%, from $3.5 billion then to about $34 billion now. In terms of tariffs, I think it's interesting to note that the average U.S. MFN tariff on Chinese goods coming into the United States is 2%. Whereas the average Chinese MFN tariff on U.S. goods going into China is 35%. Is that reciprocal? On exports, China only allows certain industries into China, of U.S. Industries into China, and therefore only 2% of U.S. exports are allowed into China. On the other hand, the U.S. allows China to flood our markets with a third of their exports, and that'll probably go over 40%. And it's limitless because we have not placed any restriction. In terms of jobs, this is the biggest and cruelest hoax of all. Not only do we not have market access, not only do they have prohibitive tariffs, not only are our exports not let in very specifically, but China benefits with at least 10 million jobs from U.S.-China trade. The president in his statement requesting this special waiver said that China trade supports 170,000 jobs in the United States, 170,000 jobs, whereas our imports from China support 10 million jobs at least. Fact is that U.S.-China trade is a job loser. And one of the reasons that it is because in order, well, first, let me just make another point, and that is that our colleagues on the other side of this issue will say the trade with China, exports to China have increased 3 times in the last 10 years. They have. But they fail to mention that imports from China have increased 11 times, thereby leading to this huge trade deficit.
Gosh, she sounds like a Republican. Isn't that amazing? That's like an oxymoron. Nancy Pelosi, a Republican. She sounds like a Republican. She's actually making the argument for Donald Trump in 1996 why we need to deal with this tariff situation. Isn't that hysterical that the Democrats themselves made this argument against China in 1996? It seems not only tariffs are reciprocal, but so is social media, and so is joint sessions of Congress being filmed when they are doing these presentations, because now this thing is coming full circle in this time. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? She sounds just like a Republican. Just like it. She just made the argument. Nancy Pelosi, of all people, just made the argument from 1996 about why we need the tariffs. Isn't that amazing? Okay, so let's go on now, because you see, there's another reason for this happening right before Passover too. God is dealing with China. And this is just the beginning of this. And I'm gonna show you how, but this is just the beginning of this, but God is dealing with China. Now, go back to February 7th through 8th, 2022. In a word from the Lord, I'm going to read to you a few excerpts here before we discuss this. The process shall not be sped up, but shall complete its full work and intention as their skirts are being lifted above their heads and their nakedness exposed. Such a scandal and such shame for the leader of China that he shall become a laughingstock to his own people, a spectacle before the world, as his plans will not only flop, but fall. Okay, that's back in 2022, December 14th to 15th, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am about to, in this hour, exact my judgment capital upon China, says the Lord, upon their leadership and corporate titans for the way they have oppressed the people. They have brutally harmed my capital creation and for the persecution of the church, for their cries have reached my capital throne. And I, the Lord, have seen the suffering for my eyes, capital, wander to and fro throughout the earth. There have been reports brought back to me, capital, from my holy angels that have gone forth, and they have spoken of the brutality and the suffering and the greed to hurt and harm and take life, and how the church has remained steadfast and have been faithful, for faithful is written upon the scroll of the church in China, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, their wage shall be paid in full, for their wage is measured upon the scale by the blood that was shed. The weight of the blood that has been spilled and the violence that has occurred has caused their cup of iniquity to become full. Natural disasters in China as well. Now is the time, O people of China, to come unto me, the Lord, creator of the earth, and humble yourselves before me. That's all capital. For natural disasters, phenomenon, and a complete plummet of your precious markets and of your exports is set to occur. This is back in 2022. The people are restless, and the largest protest to ever occur in China is almost upon them, for the government will not be able to subdue the sea of people that are set to move. Time is short, it is fleeting for the leader of China, for the dragon will not wait to swallow up capital, my firstborn, and will not crush my name, for I am the Alpha and Omega. I am, and I will move in this hour against leadership in all arenas, says the Lord of hosts. That is 2.5 years ago. And he says, natural disasters, phenomenon, and a complete plummet of your precious markets and of your exports. That's what the tariff is going after too, the exports of China. Now, let's put up the article, because this is prophecy coming to pass. All glory be to God. Chaos as China stock market plummets. Plummets. That was the word used in the word of the Lord. Accuses U.S. of economic bullying. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? China has accused the U.S. of bullying as Donald Trump's tariffs continue to cause economic chaos. No, it's causing it in the best way. Let's put it that way. Beijing urged American company representatives, including those from Tesla, to take concrete actions in addressing the levies. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Lin Jian, placing America first above global regulations harms the global production. So what he's saying is taking care of yourself harms all of us. So just keep neglecting yourselves so we can prosper. That is what the beast right now that is speaking through the mouth of the Chinese government is saying. Let's put up another article here. China's stock market plummets. Hong Kong hits 13.22% low. On April 7th, 2025, exactly 5 days before Passover, the Chinese stock market experienced a catastrophic collapse, marking one of the most significant downturns since the Asian financial crisis of 1997. Let's see, 2007, 2017, 28 years. Now, this is what is wild about this. Oh my gosh, this is coming to me real time. Hold on, I have to look at this. Hold on, I have to look at this for a minute. Okay, hold on. There's something prophetically coming to me real time right now. 2 Kings 10:36 says, the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. How much time? So President Trump comes in. He's like a Jehu. It's been 28 years since the financial crisis of 1997, right? It's been 28 years. 2007, 2017 is 20, and then plus 8 is 2025. The exact amount of years Jehu reigned after he started tearing down the altars of Baal, the house of Baal, inflicting judgment against the house of Ahab and Jezebel, is the exact amount of time right now that it took for this economic collapse and catastrophic collapse of China's markets. That is prophetic. That is how this works. That is why this is happening now. It is happening now because Jehu reigned 28 years, and Jehu was anointed by God to go in and tear down Baal's economy, tear down Baal's priests, tear down the house of Baal, destroy it, destroy the house of Ahab, and exact judgment upon those that operated in such wickedness against God and his people and blasphemed his name by worshiping Baal. 28 years between China's last financial crisis and this catastrophic stock market collapse, as President Trump comes into office, who is a Jehu type of figure, drives like a madman, and it happens 5 days before Passover. And the fifth plague against Egypt was destroying their livestock, which was their worship and their economy. And China worships their economy. China worships their wealth. China worships their market. And 5 days before Passover is when this happens, because the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has entered into the nations to judge them the way Egypt was judged. Their finances, their commodities, their worship, their altars, their nation, and their leaders. And this is the sign of the collapse of the regime in China, that it is coming in this time and in this season. The collapse of that market that the Lord had said, and I'm going to go back to the date again, was going to happen December 14th to 15th, 2022, was the word of the Lord. For natural disasters, phenomenon, and a complete plummet of your precious markets and of your exports, tariffs is set to occur. And he said, the people are restless, and one of the largest protests to ever occur in China is almost upon them. Time is short. It is fleeting for the leader of China. And he says, I will not let you swallow up my firstborn. I will not let you wait to swallow up my firstborn. what just happened 5 days before Passover is a prophetic signaling that the leadership of China is about to be judged by Almighty God, and the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, has entered into China, and it's going to enter into Indonesia, and it's going to enter into India, and it is going to enter to them right now, because those are demon principalities competing in those areas for dominance. It's happening, and it's happening between the window between Purim and Passover. Within 5 days of Passover, you see the markets plummet. That is what happened in Egypt when God was issuing judgment against their leadership and their principality. And it's been 28 years in China since that kind of financial crisis happened, and Jehu's reign was 28 years. And President Trump is the Jehu. He is anointed like a Jehu to come in and clean house. When Jehu came in, he cleaned house in every way in Israel. He cleaned the house of Baal. He destroyed the priests of Baal. He destroyed the house of Ahab. He cleaned out the house of Jezebel. He is the one that actually had Jezebel thrown down from her high place, because she painted her eyelids and she got in that window, and that principality started speaking through Jezebel at Jehu, calling him a murderer, because Satan will always call you what he really is, calling him a murderer. And you know what happened? Jehu looked at those eunuchs. He said, "Who is with me? Throw her down." We are going to watch in this season those spirits be thrown down from the window they have so arrogantly sat on, and they have blasphemed the name of God. And we are watching this happen in this season. And this is the prophetic signaling of it, what we are seeing happen in the markets. God is going back to the Civil War to deal with these things. This is something in this nation that goes all the way back to the Civil War. And now God is dealing with it in other nations. And Europe is next. France is next. England is next, because the joy of the Lord has entered the nations of the earth in this time. It is an appointed time by God. Their blood has been judged. Their greed has been judged. Their markets have been judged. The way they have let Islam come in and put them in chains is being judged in this time, because God and his judgment and his economy and his rulings have entered into these nations. And this is why you see such a dramatic shift. And this is why you see these nations rearing up, and these demon principalities and rulers of darkness seething right now at the United States of America. Because just like Jesus stepping into Gadaran and totally disrupting their demonic economy, totally disrupting the principalities of that area, is what is happening right now in the earth. There is a disruption by the hand of God that has gone out into these nations, into the earth, in order to deal with their wickedness, because their cup of iniquity has become full. And this is why their markets are crashing. The tariffs have totally disrupted their way of life and what they worship. Because those golden calves, those bales, those bulls are coming down in those nations. This is a major shift within the earth. And this is another signaling that we are about to see in this appointed time, a very large changing of the guard within the earth, within leaders of nations, within leaders of royal families within the earth. And I'm feeling this right now. I'm feeling this from the Lord. We're about to see one of the largest changings of the guard we have ever seen within leadership of the earth and within the royal families of the earth, especially the ones in the Middle East. We are about to see this. We're about to see this in England. We're about to see it in Denmark. It is coming. It is here. It is an appointed time. This Passover is so prophetic, and it is so weighty. And the way we entered this window is that protesters operating in the spirit of Amalek charged Trump Tower in New York City, which is the same spirit and line that Haman came from, that attempted to destroy the people of God. Those principalities were stirred up. because they knew judgment had been issued against them. Once Legion in that man from Gadaran knew judgment had been issued against it, that's when it started talking. That's when it started trying to wheel and deal with Jesus. That's when it started begging to go into the pigs. And that's what we're seeing happen now. These principalities are rearing up. They're angry. It's the year of the snake in China. Snakes are venomous. Snakes are predators. Snakes constrict. Be prepared, Trump administration, for the constriction, because if you get ahead of it, you're going to be able to break it off at the head and destroy that maneuver. If you do this, because this is a time by God, appointed by Almighty God, in this time that the leaders of the nations of the earth should tremble in reverence before God. Because his rulings, his judgment, his economy is entering in. This is why one of the largest shakings we have ever seen in Ukraine and in Russia is upon them. This is why. Because there's an enormous shift that is happening within the earth. And there is a Jehu moment happening within the earth where Jezebel from her high places and the principalities from their high places are being thrown down before the people they have enslaved and being trampled in this time and in this season. It is here. And we should all humble ourselves before the Lord. All of us. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord. This is a very serious time that is happening right now within the earth. Billionaires should tremble and humble themselves before the Lord right now. Because what they have is a vapor to God. What they have is a vapor. And some of them are about to have an Abimelech moment where God is going to visit them and say, take your hands off what is mine. Take your hands off what is mine. That is going to happen to some of them in the middle of this. And you're going to see also judgment issued against past presidents' families. You are going to see some of them go into complete chaos in this time because the appointed time has come for it to be dealt with. The level of the crimes that have accumulated over decades in this nation, that is the Jehu moment. This is the time to tear it all down before the people. This is it. It is here. We have reached the precipice. We have reached the crescendo. And this is why we see all of this happening now. This is why. So this is no mistake. This is all happening right before Passover. This is no mistake. This goes all the way back to the Civil War. And the Lord's going to shake the Federal Reserve in this time. He's going to shake them. He's going to shake them for the greed and for the corruption and for the manipulation of numbers. The inflammatory inflation of numbers that never should have been. Banks in this time. Banking branches are going to be shaken in this time. They are going to be shaken because God is dealing with what is worshiped financially. Money is a tool that God gives us to accomplish what he's given us to do on this earth. It's a tool. That's all it is, and that's all it should be. But the banks have built a golden calf, and the stock market in Wall Street has built a golden calf. Wall Street's going to physically shake. You just watch. Wall Street in this time is going to physically shake. New York City is going to physically shake. It is coming because when Jezebel was thrown down off of her high place by Jehu, there was a trampling that happened. There was a trampling and there was a shaking that rattled that area, and something broke. Something broke over the nation when that happened and fulfilled the words of Elijah the prophet, who prophesied her fall. And that statue above the New York City Appellate Courthouse, that golden Ashtoreth looking statue, I would watch that statue in this time too, because that statue is going to be struck. It is going to be struck as an act of God, as a statement that one has chose to try to ascend and challenge the divinity and the sanctity and the holiness and the covenant of God will be thrown down in this time. That's what's happening. And things are going to shake because of it. Things are going to shift. Things are going to feel uncomfortable. Territorial spirits are going to rear up through the leaders of nations that hate God and are going to spew and are going to try to bargain. Do not make deals with devils, President Trump. Do not make deals with those who blaspheme the name of God. Do not make covenants with them. Do not make agreements with them in this time. They are trying to bargain with you as the demons attempted to bargain with Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 8 to go into the pigs. Don't make deals with devils. Subdue them. Subdue them. They need to be subdued in this time. And God is bringing the right people in to do that, because there is a very large spiritual component to this that has to be dealt with. Because these principalities and rulers of the darkness, they're going to rear up with visceral in this time. They're going to bring an outcry in this time, because they're losing their hold. They're losing their markets. They're losing their economy. Because a Jehu has come in and a shift has come in, and the winds of change from Almighty God and Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, is picking up into a whirlwind in the nations right now. So please keep that in mind as we go forth. Praise the Lord. I felt that from the Lord. My voice barely held up, but praise God for that. All glory be to God. I don't even remember half of what I said, but thank God it was taped, because you know what? We praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that. Okay. All right. So a few things before we close tonight. I'm going to be at Influence Church preaching this Wednesday night in Anaheim, California. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. The Hostin Pillars are the pastors there. Pastor Phil has been on the Reawaken America tour as well with his lovely wife, Tammy. So I'm looking very forward to preaching Wednesday night service there. And then I'm going to be with Robin Bullock and Timothy Dixon in Fresno, California. And Timothy Dixon says we're going to go after some altars there. In California. So I will be at Fresno, California Tent Revival. I will be preaching April 19th and 20th. That's also Resurrection Sunday. So all glory be to God. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events for more information. We hope to see you there. Brother Timothy has put himself, Robin Bullock, and me on a billboard in Fresno, California. So if you're in Fresno and you'd like to send us a picture of that billboard, please do. He sent me a picture. I was rolling when I saw it, because I didn't know Brother Timothy was going to do that. But now we're up on a billboard in Fresno, California. Also, let's put up Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a minute, because gold has hit an all-time high. So this is Andrew Sorcini. He deals in all things gold and silver, gold-backed IRAs as well. We have the Cyrus coin with him, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd, and In God We Trust Saving Grace on the back with the dove coming back to the ark with the olive branch. Please give Andrew a call. You can text him. You can email him. You can go to bh-pm.com. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. He loves to hear from our Ark of Grace family. Please give him a call right now, because what is happening with gold in the midst of the market plummeting is amazing. And so, as well, let's put up the Revelationary War. We'll put up the Revelationary War. We are in a Revelationary War right now. It has reached a feverish pitch in our time. All glory goes to God. This book released April 1st, 2025. It's my first book. The Lord commissioned me to write this, and you can get it everywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, on Charisma Media Books, and any other place books are sold. The Revelationary War is available. It goes back to the Revolutionary War, basically prophetically, as well as equips believers in a time where the enemy is putting forth so much falseness and his own revelations, trying to drown out the revelations of God and the true prophecy of God. This will equip believers and help strengthen them and help them discern the times and the seasons like the sons of Issachar. So All glory goes to God. Please, if you can, we would love it if you get the book and you read it and you let us know what you think. Also, we're going to put up our social media handles. This is the last thing. So if you could like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We are going up on more platforms in the near future as well. We will announce them as soon as that's ready. But at Rumble and YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, we're at Amanda's Grace underscore AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. Please, if you can, like and subscribe. We're on Roku as well, as the dogs are beginning to bark like fiends. So we very much appreciate you doing that and you sharing this broadcast prophetically. It is so important for the time and the season we're in. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you. I will be doing shorts and live streams on the road. So we will be announcing that, but I will be doing them. We're going to be doing our live Passover Seder on Tuesday, April 15th. We have posted a shopping list. So please, if you can, we would love it if you would do the Passover Seder with us. It is so important, I believe, for us to keep the Passover after what we've been through as a nation and what is happening, you know, and the Lord blesses those who honor him. Basically, you're honoring what he did, and we are going to do the live Seder with you start to finish. So please join us for that most important night. That's going to be Tuesday, April 15th, live as well. And thank you to everyone. Thank you to our moderators and our team. God bless everyone. Up there's Gus from Blessed to Teach coming down the stairs as we're doing the live broadcast. And he's being followed by Missy. There's Gus. Gus is traveling with us. Oh, here's Cyrus and Missy, and they're all coming in now. They're all, Cyrus, where's the shofar? Show everyone. Cyrus, where's the shofar? Where's the shofar? Show me where the shofar is. Where's the shofar? Where's the shofar? Oh, good boy. Yep, there's one down there. Yep. I have three shofars on my whatever you want to call it back here, a bookshelf. And Cyrus knows the word shofar. So if I ask him, where's the shofar? He goes and touches randomly one of three of them. So, yep. Oh, Missy's in here too. And Toby's probably around somewhere. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We also have other psalms up here to equip you with. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I say that a lot. We have to check our heart condition. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, those scriptures from those chapters are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures every single day. We have to get into the habit of using our sword, of swinging it, of quoting the word. The Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be adopting that into our prayer life, because the word is living and active and current for every generation, and it's our real soul food, and we need to feed it. John himself says, beloved, above all, I wish you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Your soul prospers when you're in the word, when you're submitting to God, and when you're letting him refine you. Truly, when you're letting him refine you. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be putting out shorts as well this week. And later on in the week, we will announce we will be having a broadcast. So thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.